In 2015, forest fires in Indonesia made tens of thousands of people sick across Southeast Asia. What made the fires especially harmful was all the peatlands that were going up in flames. Peat is one of nature's most efficient ways of storing carbon. So when these fires kicked off, they ended up spewing millions of tons of carbon into the atmosphere. NPR's Anthony Kuhn went to see the problem up close on the island of Borneo.
After 2015, Indonesia banned the clearing of peatland by fire. But here in West Kalimantan province, scorched and deforested peatland stretches far as the eye can see. I'm walking over them right now. Peat is basically just decomposed plants underwater. But the water here has been drained by digging canals. With me is Arif Subandi, a 48-year-old farmer. He's built a house here not far from the fires. As I approach them, huge plumes of smoke rise up. I'm standing on a tree stump that's about 30 or 40 feet from where the peat fires are burning. But what's amazing is that we're not seeing any flames. I believe that's because the fires are under the ground. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's right. We're in the bush. These are ferns. The fire burns the dry roots underneath us. During the dry season, the fire will burn 3 feet or more underground.
We're standing next to a big fire that is pretty close to your house. When you come here and you see this fire, are you worried about your own safety? How do you feel about it?
Almost all my life, I've lived in this forest. Now our land is being burned. Our environment is being neglected. Where will my children go? Where will my grandchildren go?
Arif says he moved to Borneo in the 1970s when bears and monkeys still roamed the intact peat forests. Now he says he doesn't have enough land to support his family. And he says local companies are trying to take his land.
They said, if you don't take the compensation and move, you will face the consequences. We understood what that meant.
Just who was setting fires and trying to take Arif's land was not immediately clear. Illegal forest fires and land conflicts go hand in hand around here. Fire is the cheapest way to clear land for agriculture and industry. Eric Mayart is the head of a Brunei-based environmental group called Borneo Futures. He says that draining peatlands is, in the long run, always a losing proposition.
What you end up with is basically a hollowed-out area where seawater will come in, and you end up with an area that's totally unproductive for anything.
But as far as the government is concerned, moving people off Indonesia's peatlands
is not an option.
Nazir Fuad heads Indonesia's Peatland Restoration Agency. He says folks living on peatland have rights too.
They spend almost all of their fortune to buy a piece of land in that area. And I think it's wiser to help them to earn their living, but adaptive to the wet ecosystem.
Nearly half of Indonesia's nearly 60,000 square miles of peatlands are still intact. The government has begun re-wetting the drained ones, and last year saw fires decline by more than 80% over 2015. Nazir says that if Indonesia can protect its intact peatlands and restore the degraded ones, it'll save about a gigaton of carbon emissions a year. And that, Nazir says, could set an example for others.
We will inspire tens of countries. This is what you can do if you're doing it right.
That goal remains many years off. For now, Nazir's agency is aiming to restore 10% of Indonesia's degraded peatlands by 2020. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, West Kalimantan Province, Indonesia.